This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The Wyoming Air Quality Division has issued an air quality alert for wildfire smoke in effect for our area until 1 o'clock today. The elderly, young children, and individuals with respiratory problems should avoid excessive physical exertion and minimize outdoor activity. Campbell County experienced a drop of more than 10% of total jobs during the fourth quarter of 2020, totaling more than 2,500 jobs as compared to the same time in 2019. Mining, including oil and gas, lost 1,352 jobs, a drop of 23%, while mining support activity saw a decrease of 965 jobs, a 49% drop. In total, Campbell County's payroll dropped by $54.6 million, the largest decrease in the state. The only county worse off than Campbell County was Converse, which lost more than a quarter of its jobs between the fourth quarters of 2019 and 2020. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The Wyoming Air Quality Division has issued an air quality alert for wildfire smoke in effect for our area until about 1 o'clock today. The elderly, young children, and individuals with respiratory problems should avoid excessive physical exertion and minimize outdoor activities. It was a very respectful and quiet gathering on Friday at the public funeral for former Gillette Mayor and Wyoming Senator Mike Enzi. Moments before the service began, the delegation from Washington, D.C. entered the hall, as well as numerous other senators and members, both current and former, of the Wyoming legislature. Family members and friends shared remembrances of the senator, and Pastor Donovan Voigt described dinner at the Enzi home right after the senator passed, with an empty place at the table, and then, as if on schedule after dinner, rain, light at first, and then a downpour occurring, as though Senator Enzi had ordered a brief respite to the drought. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.